The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
He's now the coach of Port Adelaide. We speak of Kenny Hinckley. He is at boundary side with our own Darren Parkin.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, got Ken Hinckley here. And Ken, obviously, 2 weeks ago you beat West Coast. Backed it up last week with a good result. So a chance to beat both grand finalists in a three-week period. Significant opportunity for the club.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be if we can manage to get through the the last three Friday night games, which is our only chance to get on the big stage, we get three victories. That would be a real bonus for us. So we get how big tonight is, and we get how good the opposition is.
On top of that, you've had a win at the MCG this year, a first trip to Marvel Stadium. Looks like a track that would suit your young group as well. Fast track under the roof.
Yeah, I think it should, but it should also suit Collingwood, I reckon, because they're not a slow team. So, it might just be a high-octane game. It might be a bit of pace on the game, I reckon. So, for us, that may be a challenge for some of our younger boys who are not as seasoned as perhaps some of the Collingwood boys.
Kenny, I really appreciate your time. Chuck upstairs hosting. Benny Cass is here. Heath Buck, Lee Brown and Lauren Wood. We've got to cast the thousands. I mean, you're always generous with your time on K-Rock. It is a massive one tonight. I was watching last week's game, Kenny, in preparation for today, just to get my eyes on a few of your new boys, and it went to the coach's box in that last quarter where North kicked five unanswered goals, and be fair to say the coach looked a bit hot under the collar. There's been a few patches, Kenny, where you've just sort of lapped for a 15-minute period.
Yeah, it's fair, Chuck, but I think every side in the competition's done that.
Yep.
I don't think we were on our own. The competition's so even, bar the Cats, who I think have only had the one loss. Everyone else has had it two and three, so it's a pretty even competition. So to think you can go through any game without the opposition having a time or a moment or two when they're going to dominate it, it'd be a bit foolish, but still doesn't make you happy when it happens, even if you are 40 yep. points up like we were last week.
Yep, absolutely. Now, the new boys, obviously, I know you spend an enormous amount of time with your players, and all the new boys have created an impression. Lee Brown's up here, a coach, Xavier Dersmer, obviously down in Gippsland. But one I want to ask you about is a player that's come to the club, albeit an Adelaide boy, but a young Burton who was with the Hawks. He seems to have fitted in nicely. Just tell us how he's made the transition.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one with Burts. He perhaps wasn't his first choice was to leave the Hawthorn Football Club. It was certainly, driven by us to make sure we got something decent in the deal that we had with Wingard.
Yes.
So, we went after Burton. He's a South Australian boy. He'd done a lot of his rehab at our club prior to the draft, so we knew a little bit about the young fella. And, what he's done since he's come back is that he's fitted in seamlessly. He's playing some really good footy. He's suiting our style of play, and we're probably suiting his style of game. So, he's made a significant start to his career at Port Adelaide.
Kenny, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock. What's pleased you most about your team's start this year?
Pretty consistent, Benny, I think. I think even the games we've lost two, but we're right in the game to the last minute and a half against Brisbane at the Gabba, and we probably should have nearly won the game if we're fair with the amount of shots we had on goal. And then, the game against Richmond where we played an undermanned Richmond. Everyone thought undermanned Richmond, they've looked pretty good since we've played them, so they don't look too bad. But and we had 18 entries to 9 in the last quarter, so we kicked it to Grimes a lot and lost in a lot. We had opportunities to win every game we've been in, and that's what pleases me the most.
We've covered off the young ones, Ken. It's Lauren here. Best of luck tonight. But what about at the other end of the spectrum? Travis Boak, obviously celebrating a magnificent milestone tonight, 250 games. I know he's not your skipper anymore, but he must just be one of those players that for you as a coach, you're just absolutely rapt to have him out there playing for you.
Yeah, we are. Lauren is a great, and we still call him Skip. That's the hard part. It's old habits, and the boys, I remember the other day, they were talking, they're calling out Skip. So he's not the captain anymore, but he's playing like a captain still, isn't he? And, he's had a great career with us. Bar no one in our footy club, he stood up when the club needed it the most, and, he stuck with the club. He stayed here, and, he's been captain for 6 years, played 250 games, and I doubt that he's been in better form than he is in the first six rounds of this year.
And another bloke who's in good form, Ken, is Rockcliffe. He's had a fantastic start to the season.
Yeah, he has. And Rocky, a few last year, he had a few challenges when he first got to the club, and he wasn't as physically fit as he would have liked to have been, and it interrupted his start. It got in the way. When we played good football last year in that patch, we got to 11-4. People forget, and he was really significant for us. And then he got injured again, so we lost him a bit for the back half of the year. So he's pretty significant player.
Now, talking of injuries, Robbie Gray is out tonight. Does that allow one of your youngsters to step up and play a different role, or is it just a combination across the board for everyone to pick up a little bit of slack?
Yeah, certainly doesn't allow anyone, because you know, you just got to go out there and play every week, whether Robbie's there or not, and they've got to do their absolute best. But it certainly means that someone's got to share a little bit more responsibility, and you know, we've been pretty good at that over the course of the season so far. You know, we've got four or five of our probably most experienced players not playing, and that's okay, because it gives these other younger people an opportunity to experience, you know, the difficulties of top quality football against the best teams in the competition without some strong people to bail them out.
And you're up against one of the best in the business tonight, Kenny, in the Maggies, and no Mason Cox. How does that alter? I mean, obviously, it's an obvious one, but they've still got a very powerful forward line and some real dangerous players down there. You've got a fairly inexperienced back half, a couple of steady ships down there, but no Mason Cox. Does it change how you sort of line up?
No, it won't change how we line up, and you're right, we're quite inexperienced if we look at games played. We've I think our most experienced player's got about 70 games in our back half, which maybe is Darcy Byrne-Jones. So we are quite young down there, we get that, but they've played together a bit already, so that's important. And, you know, I think, you know, we've got Jonas out, they've got Cox out, they probably cancel each other out a little bit, and we just go at their six or seven that they play then, or eight or nine, and match them up with what we've got.
Yep.
What about, Ken, a bit of an off-field one? It seems to be the case whenever these two teams face each other. It's a bit of death, taxes and the prison bar jumper. It's the three sureties of the week leading up to the game. It's reared its head again, thanks to Eddie. Where do you sit on this?
It's not one for me, Lauren, to be honest. I mean, I understand our great history and understand that part of our history has been the prison bar jumper. We get that totally. We understand that Eddie's, he's got an involvement with Colin. I think he said we can have the prison bars, we just can't have black and white. So we might just go with white and black.
That's nice,
Very
Ken.
Very diplomatic.
Nice retort. I thought Brownie would have asked you this by now, but I'll ask it. Xavier Dersmer, I said Brownie coached him at Gippsland, and he was telling us before, Ken, that he used to sort of dab after he kicked goals, and clearly his junior coaches didn't sort of line him up, because I saw him pull the arrow out last week. You happy with that type of stuff?
Oh, I'm not sure who taught him
that. I tried to knock it out of him, Kenny. I said guys at the next level would knock it out of him.
No, I encourage it. No, I just encourage him to go for it. I reckon he's having shots at goal and kicking goals. He should be celebrating. And boy, he's a pretty impressive young person, as you know. And, he's got a great career in front of him.
Just on the extension of that, Kenny, and I mean, obviously I'm good mates with Jeff Parker with my cricketing background. And I've heard you over the last few weeks really sing the praises for him and Cripps for their recruiting. How closely, I'm always interested in it, does the head coach work with those guys as to when it comes down to player A and B, are you actually the final, or they give it to you and you say, okay, I'll work with them? Well, how's it work?
Yeah, no, my job is to coach the team and the players when they bring them to the club, and their job is to get them to the club. But you certainly, you've got to be involved, because you've got to understand the people you're going to be coaching and working with. And, and I certainly get asked a plenty by those two fellas. But when it comes down to the decision of whose name they type in on the night, that's Parks and that's Cripps, when they go about setting us up for what we had to do. And, you know, there's a lot of credit need to be given for how brave we were as a club to get the pick five, to get Rosie in our football club. So, you know, there's a bit of patting on the back going on there, but they deserve it.
Yeah, it's been fantastic injection for your footy club, Kenny. The other bloke, Dan Houston, a little bit the opposite end of the spectrum, still very much a young player at 21, but he seems to have really developed this year.
Yeah, he's developed over the last two, to be fair. Benny's been really good. He's, I think he, if you talk about high picks in the draft, I think Dan might have nearly been, he was certainly our last pick in the rookie draft, I think, in the year that we took him. So it just goes to show that the talent and, good players can come from all parts of the draft, and Dan's a great one for us. He's, I think, the back half of last year, his last 10 games of the season, if the best and fairest had been over that period, he would have won our club BNF in the last 10 games.
Kenny, I'm sure you probably drove over from Adelaide and stopped in at Warrnambool during the week for a couple of days at the Whalers and caught up with Bluey and a few of the others, so we probably should let you go and get focused for tonight.
Yeah, it'd be nice. The carnival wasn't that kind either, I've got to say, but that's okay. But Scotty Gallen's another one of those people that has some troubles with the carnival, and he's a bit of a problem with the punt, isn't he?
I think Tim Darcy's horse won yesterday, Ken. You didn't have something on that, did you?
I'm still looking for the text.
Didn't come through. Kenny, thanks so much for your time. You're always kind to K-Rock. We wish you all the best tonight against the Maggies.
Good on you, boys.
Good on you, Kenny.
And Lauren.
Thanks. He always remembers you, Lozzie.
He certainly
always
does.
The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.